It's time for our Voice of the Valley. Our Voice of the Valley is brought to you by Moore Engineering, which include their fine staff of Tracy Esslinger, Eric Gilbertson, Kurt Lisney, and Rich Slagle. Moore Engineering, improving lives by building strong communities. And my guest today is Derek Bope with the Cheyenne Valley Area Career and Technology Center. Eric, thanks for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Steve.
I hear tell that you're going to have an addition on to the tech center. It's in the proposal stage now, but things are kind of moving forward, aren't they?
Absolutely. No, glad to come and talk about our proposal. Some listeners might know the 67th Legislative Assembly set aside $70 million for creation and expansion of career and technical centers. Some of those had been in the works for quite a while. I know Fargo had a virtual center that they were looking to come online with a physical center, similar to what we have here in Valley City. But we also want to take a crack at that $70 million and see if we can't improve upon some of the programs we have and plan for another 45 years of serving the Valley City and Barnes County community.
Wow, you've been serving 45 years. Isn't that incredible? So, and of course, the industry is kind of leading in that for many vocations for some people in that direction, right?
Absolutely. I just heard in a meeting today that there are 250 local jobs that require a little more than the skills that we could provide at our Career and Tech Center and allow, you know, our local students to move on to a high-paying, high-demand job right here, you know, in Barnes County and the surrounding communities.
That's nice. High-paying jobs and job openings. That's what you want to hear.
So. Lots of job openings. Yeah, we want to be part of that solution, bringing people to Valley City and giving them good-paying jobs and hopefully attracting new businesses to come to Valley City for that reason, that we can help them fill those positions.
And is it too early to say how much of the pie you got out of this
It's too early to decide how much we got, but I can kind of speak about what we're shooting for far as an addition and what we speculate might be the cost of it.
Okay.
We're looking at a construction shop addition similar to the size of our auto shop addition back in 2005. That would allow us to do a unit on HVAC, plumbing, and electrical, all very high-demand, high-need jobs in the area. In doing that addition, it would allow us to renovate the space that our construction program currently occupies, allowing us to grow both our welding and our ag ed program. Both are very well attended currently and have large numbers. Relocate our central office. That's just part of a safety. Back when they made schools centrally located was the rage, and now we know that if we have the office out front and can control who's coming and going a little bit better and make everything safer for our students and staff. And then the last would be two additional classrooms that would support that academy pathway I spoke about last time I was here.
Yeah.
Where students would come for the entire day and take their math, science, English, and government and econ with a CTE slant at our center all day, where the teachers would come to them and they could therefore not lose that transition time back and forth between their homeschools and our center. So.
Pathways. I know you mentioned that. That sounds like a great incentive for people who are kind of on the edge, not knowing what they want to do. But this pathways looks like it's going to give them another opportunity.
Right. The goal of that academy pathway, they would go out into the workforce sooner with an increased level of skills than they're able to attain now when they come up just for those period or two a day.
Yeah.
And yeah, but yet still leave the door open for, you know, they go into the workforce and decide, yep, I do want to go, you know, to a post-secondary school and get a degree in this or that. It's not going to close that door for them. Like I said, just kind of more of a CTE slant on the traditional high school graduation requirements.
Okay. So. Well, it sounds like it's in the proposal stage for this addition. So kind of what are your next steps?
Next step is to involve an architectural firm to get firm drawings as a part of the grant application. We have to have blueprints to be considered highly for that. That'll also give us a dollar figure to shoot for. This grant is a one-to-one matching grant. It's going to dole out sums of $500,000 up to $10 million. But of course, in order to receive the $1.5 million we would potentially ask for from the state, we would have to be able to raise $1.5 million of our own locally, and those can't be state-allocated dollars. So it would have to be a mill levy or bond or
a fundraiser?
Private donations, a fundraiser.
Okay. Yep. Do you know the square footage yet?
Footage, we're looking roughly, we think conservatively, between that $2 and $3 million total project cost.
Yeah.
Square footage rise, I think that puts us right around 10,000.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, just a ballpark figure. Then.
Right.
There you go.
Again, we haven't talked to the architect yet to see, you know, what all, you know, space requirements would be for that. But again, just looking to kind of gear up and polish up the gym that our current tech center has been for the community so that it's ready to serve for that additional 45 plus years.
Oh, great. Well, I would look forward to your next visit to get caught up to see kind of how these steps are going, where you're at, and you'll learn more as the weeks go
Absolutely.
By, right?
Looking forward to August coming. I know some educators may not be, but I definitely am.
Like the kids in the building and
getting rolling on this Academy Pathway pilot.
Isn't that something you mentioned, that now kids back in the building, you know, no masks or whatever, and kind of we're sort of getting back to normal this
Try
fall,
out
right?
what a normal year might look like. No, that would be awesome.
So. Oh, that's great. Well, thanks again. Derek, anything else to add real quick before we let you go?
Nope. I think that covered some of my talking points today. No, looking forward to coming back again and giving you an update
on
where
good.
We're at.
All right. There's Derek Bope with the Cheyenne Valley Area Career and Technology Center, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley, brought to you by Moore Engineering.